National housing charity Threshold and the Union of Students in Ireland are calling for the government to implement immediately a deposit protection scheme to safeguard rental deposits and protect tenants in the private rented sector. They want deposits held by the Residential Tenancies Board, which would act as an independent third party. The Department of Housing says its Minister Owen Murphy does not oppose setting up such a scheme, but it cannot impose an extra charge on tenants or landlords, so it would have to be self-financing. We can discuss it now with Aideen Hayden, who's the chairperson of Threshold, is with us in the studio. Very good morning to you. Thanks for coming to talk to us on the programme. I mean, this, I think, is something that you and Threshold have been looking for well over a decade now. Is there a problem here? Is there a problem with some landlords retaining deposits from tenants where they should be actually returned to them?
Oh, very much so. 25% of nearly 25% of all cases that are going to the Residential Tenancies Board relate to deposits. And in those cases, 80% of those deposits are returned in whole or in part to the tenant. Unfortunately, even in spite of an adjudication finding, 55% of those adjudication reports are not adhered to by landlords, and then tenants have to take a further step to have them enforced. So it is a major problem. And when you consider, just looking at the DAFT report today, that the average rent now in Dublin is €2,000 and the average rent in the rest of the country is 1,300 and something euros, we're looking at a very substantial amount of money. And from our perspective, we deal a lot with people at risk of homelessness in the rented sector. And the loss of a deposit is very much something that leads on the pathway to homelessness. So it is very much of an issue. And we've also seen the numbers going to the RTB for dispute resolution on deposits rising. And also people coming to our own services, where the loss of a deposit is part of a bigger issue, for example, such as an unlawful termination of tenancy and so forth. So it is a very significant issue.
There are a number of questions here. First of all, there's the amount involved, but also there's actually no legal definition of what is a deposit.
No, and that does lead to potential for fraud, I would say, in relation to people being asked, for example, for key money and other administrative costs in relation to the letting of property, which they should not be asked for, and that should be legislated against. It should be very clear what a deposit is. And also in relation to Threshold's our experience at the moment is that there's evidence of landlords looking for 2-3 months deposit upfront in the form of rent in advance. And that has the impact of excluding low-income families in particular out of the rental market.
So you're looking for two things here. You're looking for a definition of what is a deposit and a limit of no more than 1 month's rent to be asked for,
yes,
from somebody. And then this scheme, which you would like to be administered by the Residential Tenancies Board, how would that operate?
Well, the way it would operate is a landlord has to register the tenancy within 1 month of the tenancy being created. They would simply hand over the deposit at the same time as they're registering the tenancy. It would be held independently by the RTB. We know from other schemes around the world that where the landlord is, where the deposit is held by a third party rather than in effect the landlord's personal bank account, that you do not have the same level of disputes in relation to the deposit. We also want to see the manner in which the dispute system is operated changing. At the moment, it takes way too long, far too long, for disputes to be processed, which means that people are seriously put at risk of homelessness. We want to see the process simplified and legislation introduced to allow, for example, for telephone mediation in the area of deposits, which has a very strict timeline in terms of the return of the deposit.
And in circumstances where there's a dispute and the landlord says there's been whatever damage to the property or whatever, and wants to retain or wants to be handed over the deposit, and that's disputed by the tenant, that would be adjudicated on by the RTB.
Absolutely. It wouldn't necessarily be adjudicated on by the RTB, but I mean, they may set up an independent outsourced company to do it. They have other sides of their business outsourced. We would like to see it done by the RTB, but what we want to see is a much more simplified way of the dispute being rectified. And, you know,
is it not, though, quite a bit more bureaucracy and potentially, as Owen Murphy points out, cost?
Well, we would certainly say that there are substantial savings there. At the moment, there is 1.7 million spent on dispute resolution in the RTB, of which 20-25% of that is spent on deposits. On top of that, when one person ends up in emergency accommodation for a period of 12 months, that's costing the state 35,000
euros. But if the scheme has to be self-financing, and that's what Owen Murphy's people are saying, if it had to be self-financing, it would mean additional costs, would it not, for landlords and tenants?
We do not believe so. We think that some of the issues that were were looked at by government before, for example, the turnaround of tenancies, which would have impacted on the scheme in terms of its viability. That situation has changed. Tenants are not moving properties anymore in the way that they were.
If it isn't funded by the state, the scheme, how would it not involve greater cost?
We do not believe it would need to be funded by the state. We believe that with the savings that would be made through the RTB, the savings that would be made in terms of emergency accommodation, the savings that would be made in relation to money not being lost. I mean, there's 60 million of state money in deposits. There's 330 million of deposits in the state as it stands at the moment.
Right, there we leave it. Aideen Hayden of Threshold, thank you very much indeed for talking to us. It's 8:30.